It's Talking Pink. We back for another week.
For another week.
We going to see y'all in a minute. Hit it.
Welcome back to Talking. Oh,
I'm bougie stinks. Today. Ooh, I'm bougie today, y'all.
She is bougie. Tell them why you bougie.
Cause
look at her face.
I was playing with crayons today, and I fixed up my face today. Y'all ain't never seen me like this.
Exactly.
I just felt like doing it. I don't know why. I guess cause I had time to do it.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I took the day off today, and I said, you know, I'm just gonna do some key to care.
Exactly.
So it took me like 45 minutes. I ain't good at this shit at all. I feel like my eyeliner be all off, but I know it take practice. Mm-hmm. So I be practicing on myself, and my babies be watching me like, "Ooh, mom, you look pretty." I'm like, "Oh, thank you so much."
Yeah, they be blowing eye.
Be blowing her head up, and then turn around and say some bullshit
exactly.
Like,
"Look at her." Them fucking colors on her face.
Mama, that don't look right.
Exactly.
What happened to you this week, Rachel?
So that means you weren't at work today, so you don't have no weekly rundown bullshit.
There's some bullshit. That's why I took the day off.
Oh, okay. Must be nice.
Yeah, that bullshit. I had a tough week this week.
Why?
I just had some feelings of myself like, you can do better than this. This ain't you, like... You're a leader. You know how to lead, but I just feel like ain't nobody following me right now.
Right. Are you being too hard
but
on
y'all
yourself?
Better be following me.
Exactly.
You better like, share, subscribe to the Key to Be on Talking Pink. But anyway.
Okay.
See, I'm feeling myself.
Mic check. One,
feeling
two, one, two.
I'm feeling myself.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But so you shouldn't be so hard on yourself because they don't want to do their motherfucking job.
Yeah, but, you know, that's a reflection on me.
No, it's not. It's not.
What you think I should do then?
They pockets are contingent on what the fuck they do. Everybody know what to do. They just don't fucking do it. And I shouldn't have to keep come tell you, get up, wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your hair. All right, let's go. They know what the fuck to do. They paycheck is they motherfucking don't come crying to me.
Well, your paycheck
you
don't
ain't
look
selling
right.
No motherfucking product. You ain't getting the sludge out the motherfucking engine. So.
If you ain't on the corner at 5 a.m., You ain't getting no money at 6 p.m.
I don't know where we went. What happened?
Said product.
Oh, okay.
And I just
pussy
went
is a product.
I've been listening to Jay-Z all day.
Oh, damn.
I've been listening to Jay-Z.
Oh, shit.
I'm ready.
Oh. No, just playing. That's Puffy. Never mind. I don't know what the fuck I just said. What happened to me this week?
Yeah, what happened to you?
I don't know.
What the fuck were you?
I don't know what
forgot?
Happened with me this week.
It was
week.
So bad you forgot?
No. I had to do a self-check. I had to get myself in check this week.
What?
Because I've been fucking slacking as far as my exercise routine goes. I miss almost 2 fucking weeks of going to the gym, getting up constantly to go fucking exercise. And I made an executive decision this morning to get uncomfortable. You know, when you're comfortable, you keep doing the same shit over and over. You keep laughing about it and joking about it. It's time to get uncomfortable. So mm-hmm. I need to get back to the place where I'm uncomfortable, mm-hmm. Quasine.
That's where change happens.
So right? I made the effort decision. Monday, I got up. Wait, what day was it? No, yeah, Monday I got up and then went to go work out, 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday, it was canceled because of the
weather. I did not get the memo.
Exactly.
I showed up.
She did show up.
Nobody was there.
You could have ran that
like,
icy-ass parking lot. But
what
I went Thursday morning.
I didn't.
And it was just me and, you know, 2 other people there. But I didn't care how many people were there.
As long as you was there.
Exactly. That was my goal. I don't care if nobody's there. I'm going to at least run around the fucking parking lot for a fucking hour. So I got up and I went to go work out and it was, you know, it was good. So I had to check myself.
I wouldn't be running around that parking lot by myself at 5 a.m.
I mean, it's a big parking lot.
I thought about it, but I was like, these lights don't work over here.
Oh, I did have a dream. So let me tell you real
quick. It was all a dream.
And I'm glad it was all a motherfucking dream. So I don't know why I dreamt this, but I was running. So me and the girls went to a park, okay? And so I'm running in the park. It's initially just us there, and I'm running. So I'm going a distance away, and they're the only ones on the playground area. So I run, I go back, I run, I go back. So then a group of guys come to the playground, okay? My kids are over there, and I'm way over here. So, you know, I'm on my way back, and I'm like, Rachel, don't make a big deal out of this. You know, I was in good stride. I don't make a big deal out of this. And my they're both on the swing. My baby girl gets off the swing, and she proceeds to go to the playground area. Somebody picks her ass up. So it was like three guys. I didn't see the other two guys. This one guy picks my daughter up, right?
Yeah.
I say, what the fuck? I'm running really fast. And then it was like almost like I went into a virtual reality. Because a motherfucking gun came out of my bra and I shot him in the fucking head.
But I
was close. So she fell, he fell. I pulled him off of my fucking daughter. I picked her ass up. I got my other daughter and we fucking left. But after that, I woke up. I was like, I don't know what's going on in my reality to make me have this type of motherfucking dream. But I do fucking pay attention and I do fucking ask questions.
Ooh, I'm so scared.
So exactly. Scary. Imagine the panic that you would have because this is real life. Shit like this happens all the time.
Yeah.
But luckily I was right there. I don't know where the fuck a gun came from, but I mean, I ain't right.
Came
I shot the motherfucking
titties.
Head. I was not going to render aid. If he was motherfucking dead, he should have been. Even if you were playing, don't fucking touch my kid.
We don't know you like that.
Don't fucking touch my kid. And I woke up and I was just like, why the fuck did I have that dream?
And that's a good question to ask yourself. Because I know I have dreams. Sometimes they're vivid. Sometimes I can't remember the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you have a dream and you can name it or call it out play by play, and you wonder, like, where is the source?
Yes, yes.
Where does this come from?
Yes.
Is exactly. this telling me, are you telling me something, universe? Are you trying to talk to me? Should I be doing something different?
Right.
Woo, that's scary.
It's scary. But, I mean, I don't know.
We're going to take a minute to pray.
That's what we're going with that?
All right, that's
enough.
All right.
And we're back. Okay.
And we want to introduce our guest tonight. We got a beautiful young lady here. She has graced us with her presence.
Yes.
She's going to talk about some shit that, we've talked about before, but she's an expert on caring for the vagina. I want to introduce y'all to Miss Maddie. Welcome to Talking Pink, Maddie.
Welcome to Talking Pink.
Where the pussy's nicely kept.
Yes,
pussy
I love
is nicely
that.
Kept. I did that just for you.
I need a shirt.
Yes.
Yes. When do I subscribe?
You subscribe to, exactly, because who's on my line? You subscribe to www.talkingpink.com.
Yes.
Everywhere.
I need that.
Everywhere.
Thank you, ladies.
Well, Maddie, tell us about what you do.
Mm-hmm. So what I do is I help women basically restore and repair their vagina.
Mm-hmm.
The services I provide are called vaginal steam. And what it is, you're using basically organic products like herbs, lavender, chamomile. And you're pretty much either repairing the body from having, bleeding issues or cramp issues, things like that. Or let's say you're looking for fertility help. It helps with that. It also helps with cleansing. It also increases your natural sweetness. It helps with your estrogen. So it does a lot of things for the female reproductive system. The other thing it also helps with is like auras and chakras and energy. So it kind of helps.
No. I did.
Well,
I've been hanging around with you too long.
It could help with that when it comes to the sex drive.
It gives you a nice aura.
Yes, exactly. It also releases a lot of tension and fuckboy energy as well. So,
I'm 3 years clean. Fuckboy free.
What about that bullshit? Okay, but anyway. So, why would one get this service? Why would one do this.
But this is not your only service.
No, it's not. I actually have at-home services.
Can she answer my question first?
Okay, so I think, honestly, any woman that has a vagina should get this service, whether it's a hysterectomy. My oldest client is 80 years old. Her husband's 50. Okay. And, like,
ooh,
literally,
shit.
She comes for steams once a month.
That pussy is nicely kept, okay?
Yes, it's not.
Nice. Young boy.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. But basically, anyone that has a womb or a vagina, they should actually get this just for womb wellness. It doesn't necessarily mean anything's wrong with you. Mm-hmm. It just means that, hey, I'm into my goddess self, my divine feminine energy. I just want to make sure I just keep that balance and cleanse. It's recommended that you actually do this at least once a month. But like myself, I steam weekly on Sundays. I do this for a lot of meditation purposes and just for cleansing as well. Most people can do it probably once a month. Either you'll do it before or after your period. It just depends on, you know, your individual time as well, or yoni needs.
Right.
But anyone that actually has a vagina should actually do this. It's a must. I'm asking you why you're not doing it if you got a vagina.
Right.
What is wrong with
so,
you?
So can I ask a question now?
Go ahead,
Rachel.
Okay. So what other services do you offer? So what is a yoni?
Okay, so a yoni basically is a Greek word for vagina. Mm-hmm. It's a proper way of saying, instead of saying vagina or pussy or anything like that, excuse my language.
Coochie.
Coochie.
PG channel.
But basically, I also provide what we call the 3-day detox yoni pearls. Mm-hmm. Those are really more of a deeper cleanse. If you're very new on embarking on like your, you know, getting cleansed, doing all this for the first time, I wouldn't recommend trying those. I would say do a steam first.
Okay.
The difference is it's basically a total of 6 days of cleansing. So this is really for women that really suffer with heavy fibroids, endometriosis, fertility, scar tissue, things like that. Like, you really need to, it's your alternative before you're thinking about a hysterectomy or something like that. Those right there are good for at-home use. So if you don't have a vaginal steam place in your local city, you can always order this online as well. Mm-hmm. But basically, those pearls, they're called 3-day yoni detox pearls. They're made of the same thing of herbs, but they're outlined with cheesecloth, which is basically a chemical-free as well.
Yeah, I saw a photo of it. I was wondering what that was.
I was like, why is somebody taking a picture of snot?
Definitely. So it definitely removes mucus from out the body. As we kind of know, mucus kind of is the beginning stages of a lot of infections. Mm-hmm. So it definitely takes away that. It also takes away stagnant blood. It changes the color of your blood. Most women don't look at their period blood every month. Mm-hmm. But the more you cleanse, the more your blood turns to a bright pink red or a cranberry color.
Right.
If you got dark blood flow, it's time to cleanse, definitely.
Yeah, because I have to admit, because when I do get a period, because I don't get a period because I have IUD.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So that's I guess that's a benefit of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But when I do get one, it is very dark, like burgundy.
That is one thing. Glad you brought that up. Women that have an IUD or that are pregnant cannot get a vaginal steam or use any of these products, unfortunately.
Are you serious?
Yeah, unfortunately, because of the way that it cleanses and it promotes bacteria flush out. A lot of times women with IUD will actually do the opposite. It'll cause a bacterial infection or it'll dislodge it and make it move. And then, so then you gotta go back to the doctor. And then women that are pregnant, it's not recommended because it kind of contracts your uterus. It doesn't contract it where you feel like, you know, you're in labor or anything like that. But what it does is it kind of cleanses by removing the bacteria out. So the way that it does that is contracting your uterus a little bit.
Is this only the pearl or is this the steam or
is this all both? All of it. Yeah,
because I was going to make an appointment.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, unfortunately. There are some home remedies I do give on my website for women that do have UDI, or either that are pregnant. You can use things like baking soda, apple cider vinegar as a soak, as a weekly soak. You can put a little Epsom salt.
I do that.
Sea salt in there as well. And I have actual sea salt in there as well.
No Epsom salt.
No, sea salt.
Sea salt.
Not the pink one. Good sea salt. Yeah. Okay. So that's a good cleanse as well. But
why are you looking like that, Rachel?
You got an IUD?
She just got sad.
I had so many.
This is the murder. This is the murder.
I'm sorry.
Because I was like, I got questions for these tea bags for pussy, and now I just have to ask them still for our viewers.
Why are you saying?
Because.
Y'all can see me after you remember.
Where did this idea of putting tea bags up your pussy come from? Who decided, you know what? Since the steam is, you know what I'm saying, we just might as well throw some tea bags. I say tea bags because all of our viewers cannot see us.
Okay.
This is a podcast. It's on all sites.
Okay.
So when I say tea bags, it's a pearl. It's wrapped in a tea bag, and it has a string. So to me, it's like a tea bag for your pussy.
Yes.
So
it literally
like,
is.
Where did this idea come from?
So a lot of people that are from Oriental descendants, they use this. So more of your Chinese, Vietnamese, Thailand people. And if you can think about it, they are actually have been using herbal as a healing or herbal
right.
medicine as a healing.
Right.
They cook with more fresh or foods like that. They actually use more organic herbs for instead of taking medication. So it actually stems from them. There are some cultures that are based out of West Africa that actually does this, mm-hmm. But they don't use the pearls as much. They do more of the vaginal steam, mm-hmm. And it's mostly linked to postpartum care. So that's one of the reasons why you don't really hear about it as much, because mm-hmm. a lot of us are not actually going to midwives or doulas or
that's
seeking
true.
That
yeah,
type
that's
of benefit. So when you hear about it, it's either through broadcasting like this or TV
right.
sites or something like that.
Right.
But this has been around for years. They're actually taught from being little kids when they go into adolescence or puberty and they start having their periods to actually start scheduling steams or using these type of products for preventative care. Versus our culture, we're taught to, hey, take an Advil or leave and just deal with your period the next
yeah.
month or get on birth control to
right.
totally avoid it.
Exactly.
So, and by yeah. all means, I can't take care of no baby, so please stay on the birth control. But definitely,
right.
I have women that come and see me that's been on birth control for maybe 15 years, and
yeah.
they're having a hard time conceiving now. And they're like in their early 30s. Time now when most of us are now planning. We've
yeah.
lived our best life. We've kind of traveled, secured
yeah.
the bag,
right.
shall I say. And now they're facing a lot of issues with being infertile. A lot of them do
because
come.
Because of birth control use?
I think because they haven't given them time, their actual body time to kind of wean off of it. So
okay.
continuously,
yeah.
like the IUD, for instance,
yeah,
you know,
right.
and I'm all for it, stay with what you got to do. But the IUD typically stays in your body about 5 years. You
five
do that
years.
Maybe two
yeah.
times, three
yeah.
times, you look up, you're almost 30-something.
Yeah. Exactly, thank God.
Yeah.
yeah. I need all the time that
yeah.
I can get to. Do you need to consult with your physician before trying the pearls?
Not necessarily, but there are definitely a lot of mixed reviews when you do consult with your physician. I've had a
yeah.
lady today actually came and tried to bring products back to me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, oh, I don't do refunds on
yeah,
that. And she's
yeah.
like, well, I want to talk to my doctor about it. And I'm like, well, number one, it's not FDA regulated.
Yeah.
So that's one of the major reasons why you don't see it being offered. Number two, it kind of does take away from
their
whole practice
yeah.
and belief is. So I try to tell the client, you know, choose what you have to. By all means, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a gynecologist
okay,
at all.
Okay.
no, at all.
but
definitely, I'm a mother of four, and mm-hmm. I've been practicing this for, my oldest is 25. And my youngest is 18.
Get
so,
the
yeah.
fuck
fucking
out
25
of here.
So, I am, when I say period expert,
black don't crack.
How do God? Okay,
yes,
so
definitely.
How old are you?
Would you like to
I'll
reveal here,
that? Yes, I'll be 41 in December.
Oh
so,
my
yeah.
God, you look good.
Thank you.
Wow.
Hype me up. No, I'm just playing, but
no
thank
you look good.
But yeah,
black
definitely.
Black
so, I, oh but to answer your question, really, if you're not really certain about it, by all means, definitely consult with your doctor.
Right.
Definitely do what's best for you. There are a lot of doctors that are pretty much open to holistic medicine, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are saying, like clients that are suffering with fibroids, and they're at that point
yeah.
where I don't want to get a hysterectomy. I want to
yeah.
have a baby one day, or I don't want to, you know, go through that surgery and that healing process.
Right.
A lot of doctors that say, try it. What's the worst thing that can happen?
Right.
So
and
when they do a hysterectomy, is it taking out your, or is it cutting the ovaries, or?
So there's two types. Of course, there's one where you leave your ovaries, which basically does not cause you to go on early menopause. And then there's the one where you just remove your uterus
mm-hmm.
and your ovaries as well.
They
try to shoot for leaving your ovaries, excuse me. So whatever you do, leave
mm-hmm.
them. Because they kind of regulate your temperature, your body. Mm-hmm. That helps
yeah.
you with hot flashes, your estrogen level, the wetness of your vagina. We need those ovaries.
Look great. She was like, you got to put her head down. I'm glad she got that hat out.
No, I don't. I can pull that thing out if I don't have it.
So what's your youngest client? You tell us you have your oldest client is 80. What's your youngest?
My youngest was 12. Wasn't because of anything wrong. Her dad used some, I guess, detergent, and she had a rash down there, like, and she just kept, you know, irritating it. Mm-hmm. So her mom gets steamed, so she was like, hey, just let her sit there to kind of take away the steam, mm-hmm. Take away the itching from the rash. So she was 12 years old. She only came once, so it was just really to ease the discomfort of what mm-hmm. the rash felt like. But I would say an actual person that needed the service age was 15. A lot of mothers are bringing their daughters now.
Yeah.
Because, one of my questions was, when I'm working out, I'm sweating everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You wearing panties?
No.
Okay, good.
You're not supposed to wear panties when you work out?
I don't wear
the way
panties.
My lips are set up, you don't want me not to wear panties.
Well, you can probably tighten them if you work them out. Put some 5-pound weights down there. But anyway, my question is,
it's okay.
Sometimes I have a odor,
mm-hmm.
and I can smell my odor, and there are other women who are working out, and I can smell their mm-hmm. odor, and it's like hitting me.
Girl,
here.
I'm not gonna work out next to you.
So my question is that something that a steam or
yes.
care can maintain or help, or
yes.
what is that?
So basically, it could be two things. It could be just be your pH balance, just mm-hmm. be
I
really off,
but
you can
be,
you know, have a lot of perspiration down there, and you just have a smell. Diet sometimes, if you have a horrible diet, that seeps through your pores as well. And then the other thing could actually be the main culprit sometimes can be either BV, bacterial vaginosis, which is pretty common for mm-hmm, women to get. So vaginal steaming, yes, will take care of all of that. Uh-huh. I mean, and I'm saying one session. Like, you don't have to come back two times, three times. What happens is it stays in your system 25 to 45 days. Women start seeing probably around period number 2 the changes of what happened from the first time they steam.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So what can we see, because we don't menstruate?
Well, you have an IUD, so...
Oh, we can't see anything.
Yeah.
That answers it.
Cut the camera. Let's go.
We don't want to talk no more. What is the longest length of time that this pearls can stay in you?
72 hours max, period. That's 3 days.
3 days.
Mm-hmm. And then the next 3 days after that is when the purging process happens. Because the pearls work like a magnet. It pulls bacteria towards it. Mm-hmm. And the more it has pulled bacteria towards it, the more they basically swell with the fluid from the vagina area. And then you remove them after 72 hours. And then what's happened is all the bacteria that's gathered from the pearls, they actually purge out or discharge out the next 3 days. So that's what I mean by that's a really deep cleanse, because that's 6 days of don't touch me, nothing in the vagina, no toys, no lips, no fruit.
So you can't have sex?
No, no toys, no lips, no fruit, no nothing.
So
6 days.
So do you have to wear like a pad or something?
Yes, ma'am. A panty liner. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Definitely. It definitely helps you with moisture too. It really makes you very wet down there as well.
I guess I'm not gonna be able to see anyone.
Yeah. Well.
Well, you got an IUD. You ain't gonna be able to do shit. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Y'all can come see when y'all.
Just keep on coming. Keep on coming.
Oh shit! I lost track. I think I got 2 years.
I just changed mine again.
Okay.
In April, May, something like that. So I'm 5 years all over.
But why did y'all choose IUD instead of the
because
other?
Because I didn't want no more fucking kids.
Okay, just get to the point.
Sorry. Not sorry.
Well, I don't mind having a few more kids, but I chose to do it because my husband didn't want to.
Okay.
So
he didn't want to what?
He didn't want to snip himself. Because he the one that didn't want any kids, and I don't know why I didn't have that conversation with him. Like, you the one that don't want no more kids, then you should get yourself fit.
It's less invasive for a man to get cut and
but it was but my doctor, I think she persuaded me when she said you may or may not have a period. I was like, ooh,
okay. Sign me up. Exactly.
Twice.
Okay, all I got to do is put that in there, and okay, I ain't got to take no pills. Okay.
I'm fucked up.
I'm
sorry.
That makes you don't do that.
I mean, shit.
We'll talk about your.
This is not fair.
Your pussy being nicely kept.
My pussy is nicely kept, and it's going to have to be because I can't do the fucking pearls or the fucking steam. So, what do you say? Because I see on your page, mm-hmm. everybody's happy, everybody's satisfied.
They love
pussy
it.
Is nice and new and everything. What do you say to those clients that did not have a great experience. Because we know some people, and they're like, fuck that shit. That didn't work for me.
Of course. I've had women that actually contact me and tell me that it actually made them feel very uncomfortable, like the discharge that came out, and it felt like a yeast infection. And sometimes I'll tell them, you have to use more than one. It's like medication. If you know you have a reoccurring yeast infection and you use one set, all it's doing is bringing it to the surface, and you're just irritating it. So you have a choice. Either you can say, no, this isn't for me. I don't want to do the holistic way, because remember, it's natural. So you're going to go through something. Yeah. Or you can say, this isn't for me, and just go and get medication from the doctor and just cleanse it that way. But I just try to tell them, you know, if it's not something that's causing you, I've never had anyone break out. Never. I've never had anyone call and say,
she didn't say this she broke out. She was just like, it did not work for me, and it was horrible.
It felt uncomfortable to the discharge. Right. I will say that. So I've had clients like that. And it's not for everybody. But a lot of times, I can tell by their approach. Like, a lot of them that are really unsure, they'll call. They'll speak to me over the phone.
Right.
And if they're not really certain about the pearls, then I'll kind of urge them to try the steams. Because the steams is a little bit more gentle for your body, and it kind of it's more of a body cleanse with the steam as well. So the pearls are for, you know, I'm going to say big dogs is ready.
The fuck are we? Puppies?
The pearls
puppies
is,
that big?
Yes. Pearls is for the one that's been active. Very, very active. Because that's one of the things I was thinking about. Like, you can, when you're having sex with a man and you're taking on their energy.
Yes.
And the energy they got from somebody else, if you're not the only one. So all of that can create a problem for you. And so this steaming would help cleanse all of that.
Exactly. And let me go in detail about that, what I mean by that. It's a meditation. So those 30 to 40 minutes you're there, it's all about relaxation. It's all about releasing tension inside your body. It's all about, you know, prayer, time alone with yourself. I've had clients that come in that have been rape victims that literally just need someone to hold their hand, not have a conversation. And it's a healing. Like, a lot of them are pretty much on the verge of, like, committing suicide. I've had a couple clients, and just having someone there to hold their hands in touch. And so when I say it's about meditation and releasing things, it's about you actually taking off everything. You're not naked there, but you're literally wrapped in a gown, and you're literally in a steam room, and you're no judgment there. Everything I do in that room is amazing. The energy, the vibe I give, the music, the candles, everything. So women feel really peaceful and relaxed in there, and it's really a healing place. Yeah. So I want to clarify, vaginal steaming is definitely about cleansing, but it's really about tapping into your energy as a woman and gaining that back. I've had a friend that lives in L.A., and she a lot of guys laugh at when I tell them what I do. Because, you know, guys are so immature. They be like, oh, something wrong with her pussy. She got to get it clean. Like, they are so immature. Literally, they laugh, literally. And so one of my friends was like, what's wrong with women healing? You guys take so much from us. What is wrong with us having some time to heal?
That's a great
what is funny about that? And he didn't say never, like, he couldn't
say shit. Like, damn, she just read my ass.
And, you know, she from L.A., so we out there with the L.A. vibes and vegan food. Everything is, organic.
Exactly.
But it had a valid point. What is wrong with women healing? It's not just about cleansing. That's a benefit of it. But it's really a time for you once a week. Or once a month, schedule that time in, whether it's a spa day. You said earlier you did, some time for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things that we have to get back in touch with. One thing about my actual services, I encourage you to bring friends. The more the merrier.
Basically,
set up as a girl's time.
Right.
We also have foot detoxes that we add to it as well. Wine as well. So it's a real girl's day.
Right.
You leave feeling like a deep tissue massage. Literally, if you get there.
Wait, deep tissue hurts some people.
Oh, well, not this one. Not this one.
Loosened tissue.
Loosened tissue.
Well, we're trying something new. We want to take a break, commercial break, and we're going to come right back at you. Give us a drink of water.
Yes.
And we'll hit you back.
Like, share, subscribe, rate, date, mate, plates, talking pink. Follow us on all social sites. Chia on Twitter, pink. On Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Donate to our Patreon.
There you go.
Fucking donate, okay? Stop fucking inboxing, bitches. Donate. And fucking subscribe and fucking mate. Donate. You want a mate? Fucking donate, okay? So we can get this pussy.
Level up, level up, level up. We back. We are back.
I gotta level up.
Thank y'all for letting us take that little break. We had a good little swig of water. And we still here talking about Yanni Care, which Rachel and I have just discovered. We cannot get that shit. And we are so fucking disappointed.
Okay, so what would have happened? What if we would have said nothing?
Like, oh, I would have asked you.
That you have to fill
yes,
out
ma'am.
First?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. You walk through.
You know, some people don't be filling out everything truthfully. So yeah. What if I...
Well, I'll just ask you, on like, are you on birth control? And then most of them just get caught off guard and say, yes.
I'll be like,
and then my paperwork also says it, too. And then we go in the room. I'll say, hey, are you on, you know, no IUD? Like, I'll say the word. And they'll say no. Then I also ask them 4 times, are you pregnant? Do you think you can be pregnant? Look at the paperwork, their period. If they miss the period, if they tell me, oh, it's not here, I don't know, then I'd be like... Well, you need to go find out.
Oh,
seriously.
Awesome.
That's something you want to know.
Yeah, they do that. Trust me. And I'll tell them in a minute. Like, you might. Because if, you know, it removes, you know, things if it's within earlier time.
Oh, so they trying to use it like a birth control? I mean, not a birth control, but abortion.
Oh, I've had clients do that, girl.
What?
Yeah. If y'all want to go there, literally. And I'll turn them away. No, no, this is not for that kind of service.
They don't tell you. They'll be like, I don't need a plan B. We can go get a steam.
Well, they're going to be in major pain when they leave. Because remember I said it kind of contracts a little bit to get everything out. So, yeah, they're going to be feeling by the time they leave, they're going to be toppled.
Oh, man.
Yeah. There's no way around it. Sorry.
We got to pray again.
Yes. Pray again. But we can give y'all a foot detox.
So, or
we can get our feet clean, right?
I mean, you know, I can put my own onion down there.
I got you.
And put on a pantyhose. She's so funny.
Yo, so who's at risk for developing an infection from this?
Women with IUD.
And we're back.
Yes.
Say it again.
Okay. Just
that. No, you cannot get it, Rachel. So we were having a conversation one episode. Ooh, we got drank.
Okay.
It is so pretty,
it's
too.
Pass the liquor to the left-hand side.
Yes. Thank you.
This is pretty.
It is.
It matches my... Wait, this I forgot so what pretty. It's called. Nice kippers.
With an IUD.
Okay, what is this?
This is champagne.
Yeah, you gotta, it's you gotta bubbly. Do the thing. Do the thing that you do.
It's some bubbly. Well, I need the bottle to do it. Damn.
Who are you yelling?
This is a rosé.
Oh, is it pink?
It's rosé.
What the fuck does that mean, bitch?
Pink.
Is it pink?
It's pink. It's rosé. It's pink.
Who the fuck you yelling at? Okay. So we're going to tink like we do real cute.
Yes.
My arm is short, so I might get in your camera.
It's okay.
We didn't tink. I tinked.
There you go. Thank you.
It's pretty.
I'm going to drink slow because Fee might be
watching. Smells good.
Oh, she got a spit. Okay, so let me get my disclaimer. I am not a drinker. Wherever you all can get there naturally. But for tonight, tink. Okay.
Since you got the IUD.
Yeah.
I got a drink for that. So what can women do naturally outside? Because we cannot fucking do this shit. What can women do naturally? Isn't part of cleansing what you also put into your body?
It is. So diet will be very important. I'm just saying in general.
Diet.
No.
We don't use
you
that word.
Straight at me.
Okay. We don't say diet.
I built it already.
Healthy eating habits is very important. I kind of touched on it earlier, the apple cider and baking soda. That's an amazing like blend together. You just need 1 cup of each and fill the water up to your actual tub up to your hip with just plain hot water, as hot as you can take it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then put 1 cup of each inside there, and it kind of balances out any type of...
Do you recommend women do this?
At least once a week. You can do it once a week because it's very soft. It's gentle. Okay. It's just helping you with
apple
your pH
cider,
balance.
Vinegar and
baking soda. 1 cup of each.
Baking.
Yes.
And what was you the other thing box, that you said like,
and,
before?
And the salt, the sea salt would be very good too.
So
that helps with tightening.
So I've been soaking
so you
like
can
with
put
Epsom
all three.
Salt. For like
yeah,
when
Jack,
I,
what is
that
the
doesn't
hormones?
Do anything. Yeah, that's just
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'm just making sure that ain't harmful or nothing like
no,
that.
No, the sea salt is actually good.
It's
for
getting there. So do we need to spread our legs and do like?
So
this
I gotta go
to
get my
sure
grind
inside.
You gotta get the one that grinds up, you right? And I would say when you do
so
sit in the tub,
like,
yep, exactly, honey. Yes.
Can
so
I put some
push?
Why you gonna say a push? I ain't tell you to suck it in. I'm just saying.
You know,
but salt is very. She's at that school. Oh, God.
That salt might shrink that lip.
Yeah. It will.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so
I've been hitting you all night.
We're in Coochie Land, so let me just go there. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So my lips, okay? I mean, not mine, but you know, somebody that I may know.
a friend.
They lips. You know, one of everything is bigger than the other, right? What if this is more bigger than the other? You know, what if it's just like, there you go.
I love
somebody been pulling on the wrong side too much.
I don't know how to tell y'all to fix it. I'm sorry.
They've been pulling. So that's a pull, like
that's a pull method. Yes, like a lip. You,
ma'am,
come here.
Ma'am,
come here.
So let me describe to you. This is gonna be really graphic. Put the motherfucking kids to bed or put them in earplugs that everybody be, you think you're talking to them and you're not because they got them plugs in. So, when I master the art of debation, okay, I open the doors on the cabinet, right?
Okay.
And then when I'm done, I close them. Could that be the reason why?
Ooh, you tearing on one side more than the other. What you think? Leaning probably too much on that side. Too much pressure.
Yeah. Talk about a reveal.
You got to balance it out, sis. You can't be all.
I'll be like,
yeah, yeah. Get back, get back.
You got that one.
You got to. You got to get in there and then you close the door.
So just alternate. The next 6 months, just alternate.
I don't want two hangers.
Oh. Well, see,
I need 84 length.
She said. Then you can always do vaginal rejuvenation, not organically.
Isn't that a surgery?
It
like,
is.
I don't want
well,
so
you
got to
clip it. Yeah, you clip it. They're like backs of people's ears when they get done.
It's gonna look like the backs of your ear right
you
now.
You know, like the little thing
that
hangs.
Yeah, that look.
Yeah,
I have no idea. What you're
yeah,
talking.
Like it's gonna. Yeah. Yeah, but you can snip them off.
Yeah. I mean, I got fat up here I could cut. I don't want to mess with my lips.
Okay.
I'm trying to be natural.
Semi-natural.
So what other services do you offer besides those two things? And where are you located if somebody wants to set an appointment?
So I'm located here in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. I also have a place, a location in Dallas, Texas, and I have one in Florida, too. So I have three locations.
Okay, so we'll be on the road.
Yes, honey.
Oh, so
I would say if you want to book an appointment with me, you can go to Yoni Kira Houston. I'm on Instagram or YoniKiraHouston.com. I'm also on Facebook as well. And what was the other question you asked? That was it?
She asked.
It's just how can we get to you and the services?
That was it. Yeah. Okay. Oh, the services. It's all I do is provide Yoni services. I don't dance at anything else.
Okay.
I just do strictly.
So ain't no ripping off hair.
No.
Nope. Ain't no
She don't sell bundles.
I don't sell bundles. I don't do nothing. No.
You don't sell no bundles? Mm-hmm. What if I wanted a bang? That's not even a whole bundle.
I can direct you.
Somebody put your link. So I can
drop your link.
Call World. Okay, I'm trying to bundle up. Okay.
So we have a lot of conversations about sex.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
And of course, Rachel has given you her situation, kind of sorta.
I feel really comfortable.
I had a question posed on one episode.
You uncomfortable?
No, I said I feel very comfortable.
Oh, okay, great.
No, you're good.
Is like, I know we have this Kama Sutra. Like all these different positions that you can do, get an orgasm from. Is that really necessary? Somebody deemed that missionaries just doing a regular old 1, 2, 3 positions, they good. And they call it vanilla.
Vanilla. Vanilla is the 1, 2, 3 position.
Oh, we got a meme. Read the meme. Can you see that right? With your glasses on?
Y'all say vanilla sex all the time.
I don't hear,
but it's amazing when both people enjoy it. It's not my fault. You gotta have me.
The one.
Yo, leg in a bear trap and get punched in the face to calm. Relax.
So I'm the punch in the face bear trap leg. To me, regular stuff is kind of boring. And she's vanilla.
I'm vanilla. She's Rocky Road.
I'm exactly. I'm multi-flavored over here, okay? You can't just have one. This is the Baskin Robbins. It's 32 flavors of that Bootylicious bubblegum. But I can't just do the vanilla. She's saying it's all that necessary.
I'm vanilla.
I think it's necessary.
The bear trap.
You put yourself in the bear trap.
I think sometimes it's necessary. Just depending on.
Just try it one time.
Yeah.
But it's not that. Stuff like, there are like pressure points. Like we have pressure points. There are points
so
on your body.
Technical and shit.
That you can touch, caress, and
Try it on me and let's see if it works.
You can come. I have one in my left hand. It's only my left hand.
When I walk up to you the
right here,
tomorrow,
all you
got to
do is this.
She's going to be like, Rachel, oh my fucking God. Don't touch me there.
That's it.
Are you serious?
I said, and I discovered it.
Left hand.
I think I was 20 years old.
What part of the M you got to
touch? Shut up. Right in the middle.
So well, how it's did you right find up. This out? You was at the nail shop and they was like, so you was like, get in there.
Oh my.
Actually by a man.
Oh. Okay. He was like, give me your hand, bitch. Okay.
Yeah.
We just sitting palm at the reader? Table.
We were playing cards at first.
And then,
everybody
the
else
chair.
Disappeared.
Okay.
So he's like, give me your hand. And I was like, why? And so I gave him my hand.
And he made you come.
That's it. Like,
did you marry him?
5 minutes? No.
Okay.
I don't even know his name.
And that man made you come like that?
At the table.
What is his name?
At the table.
Handle?
Me.
Handling? Johnson? Give me your hand.
He said, handle me.
That's what she wanted him to do. Handle, yes.
Thank you very much. Let me give you my other. I'm sorry. That one's got shit all on it.
Okay. I'm good now.
I'm with you.
I've never had anybody just...
Yeah.
And so, did you, like, what happened? Were you like, oh,
are you a lover though? Like, are you really into like romance type of stuff?
You very passionate?
Yeah.
Or do you just like to fuck?
That's my point.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a fucker, not a lover.
I'm passionate. I like romance. Yeah.
That's why you like the vanilla stuff.
If so. I walk in and candles going, I'm going to be pissed off.
I think.
Who the fuck going to clean? Put that shit out. That's why the fucking alarm on. I
think it's a fuck.
I don't like that shit. I'm just trying to fuck. We got 15 minutes. Go.
Well, that's different.
Okay, let's go. Okay, let's go get the kids.
That was an old Keita, but I still like it every now and then because I got kids too. So, you know, when we can get it, we get it. But I still like the romance. I like candles lit. I like, you know, roses in the bathtub. I like wine when I'm just taking a bathtub by myself. I mean,
who gonna clean that shit up? I be looking at these posts on Facebook and they got candles and roses everywhere. And I'm the one that's going to comment this bullshit. Who the fuck is cleaning all that shit up? I'm going to be pissed off because all I'm going to be thinking about is...
See, you don't put roses on your own floor. You go to a hotel and put roses on their
again,
floor.
Again. You want the me maid. To get the bathtub with all this fucking shit and then I'm slipping and sliding? No, I'm going to be pissed off. I'm gonna be pissed off.
You looking
and
at
I'm not in the way I fuck, I'm gonna knock something way. Over. So this shit is did you put damage on your credit card because we gonna have to pay for that shit. You know that, right? I said keep that same energy. If you happen to see a credit card bill lying around, keep that same motherfucking. That is so romantic, boo. Thank you.
To pay the credit card
to pay
bill?
Pay a motherfucking credit card
I'm
bill.
With you.
I bet you won't. I'm just saying
pay
keep
that
same energy. Like it's nice if that's what you're into.
Too,
but
yeah.
For me, I know I'm not into that. Do not send me no fucking flowers because I'm going to look at that like
you just
$50 and that shit's going to fucking die. You could have gave me $50 on a bill and we would have been. I'm like, babe,
beeline.
You had to lie. That is so sweet.
You just be lying. Like,
I don't be lying, bitch. I'm telling the truth.
I'm talking about
like,
you just
direction.
Go straight.
Straight
you don't,
there.
You don't go that way.
Straight
you don't,
there.
You don't see the,
pussy,
the pretty
dick,
fly.
Fuck. Okay? Bills, money, pay it. That's where I'm at. I feel like I probably fucked myself up, but I'm good with it. I don't really like the romance.
Oh.
I don't really like.
Not even on Valentine's Day?
I don't do holidays. So for me, that's a.
Birthday?
You doing this for me because somebody else told you to.
Birthday?
I mean, okay, so I had
look at her smile. Just see that? Look.
So I had a very romantic romantic trip. My boo thought about it. He got a room and he did all this shit. I was not gonna lie. I was thoroughly impressed, but it also made me uncomfortable. It made me uncomfortable.
She did not know what to do.
I didn't know what the fuck. I said, where are we going? I think I'm a control freak a little bit. I said, where are we going? What are we doing? What are we doing? Where are we going? Why are we here? Are we meeting someone here? But I had to pack a bag, so I knew whatever it was, we were staying for a couple of days. So I was like, this is...
She cannot just enjoy the moment.
I couldn't just appreciate somebody doing that much for me. You know, thank you. Don't get it twisted. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Let me just say that. But it was just like, man, this is nice.
Who paying for this?
Because I'm the one.
He
always
wanted to
like,
show his appreciation. Let me pull out my debit card. Did you put the money down first? When I gotta swipe
this bitch.
Oh, it's already been paid for. Okay, you can just unswipe that shit. Okay, I don't know. I couldn't appreciate that. I can appreciate it. It was a nice gesture. Yeah. It just made me uncomfortable. That's just not the level of shit I'm used to.
Okay. We got a segment in our show.
New shit.
Talking pink.
New shit.
It's called At First Glance.
Okay.
So we're going to show.
What's going to happen?
Well, they're going to show us some videos.
We're going
to watch some TV while we're talking with y'all. And y'all going to get our what the fucks.
Let's see what fucking happens.
So hit it. All right. So our first video, yo, watch our reaction. Show it.
So do we look up or do we look?
She's a Hannah.
Why you?
She's good. You know what Hannah is? You know what a Becky is?
What?
Close your mouth. Ain't no dicks around here.
What is a Hannah?
A Hannah.
Hannah Montana, the show?
Shut up and let me tell you.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
A Hannah is a white woman who understands her white privilege, but she's an ally of those who don't have white privilege, which those who are of African descent, any other thing other than white.
Is this still At First Glance?
Well, you asked me what a Hannah was, and I was telling you she's a Hannah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And a Becky is the total opposite.
The one with the good hair?
Okay, whatever. Total opposite. She's a white woman who has white privilege and is not clear of, or she doesn't know that her white privileges give her all of this. She doesn't understand. She overlooks it. She's I'm white. I'm the best. That's her.
Is this what she say out her own mouth, or is this what we as black women assume she's saying?
It's behavior. What's that? Their behavior is being read.
When we have swag.
But anyway, I want to watch the next video.
Bitch, well, here, roll that beautiful bean for this then. Fuck it.
What the hell is that? Breast milk, sweet milk. It's good.
It's vegan.
Good for you, too.
Are you serious?
They may have some alcohol in it. I think there was some alcohol in it.
So that
she was pumping and dumping. That's what it
was. I mean, I'm saying that baby can't get that.
Look at that.
Look at that twerk. That's
literally.
Did you breastfeed? Did you breastfeed?
It didn't come out like that, yeah.
Mine did.
She squirts everywhere. Everything squirts on her.
As soon as I had my second child, I went back to work, and I would shoot the girls.
In the face? Like
a little something. I would do it on the mirror in the bathroom and shit. Rachel. You know? I would just see how far it would go. I mean, you know, they breasts get heavy for they fucking do. 8
they
hours.
Do. I know.
I used to go to the car and like I would do it as much as I can, and then your chest be... I'm gonna go.
It's sensitive to the touch.
To the car. I was like,
so that's when you had to go to pump.
I went to the car to pump.
Why to the car?
I had a pump in the car.
They didn't have.
Did you have to plug it up?
I did. It goes to the car thing.
Oh, you had a charger.
I have a charger for the pump.
Oh, not a charger, but you know.
Yeah, I would. Oh. But for my first child, I just go to the bathroom and be like, let me just release this shit because this is fucking too much.
Yeah, that shit hurts.
But I don't know if I've ever done it for like we out at the club and I'm shooting bitches.
Some
in the
random
middle.
Dude is over there drinking.
It is sweet, but it's sticky as fuck.
It is.
So you don't want to fall asleep like this and be like, why the fuck I can't take my hand off? Okay, we have one more video. So let's see this shit.
Shoot it.
The fuck?
What the fuck?
So the last one was a gender reveal.
But what was it?
I have questions.
Was it?
Can we show it again? So this is a gender reveal.
She pregnant.
What a baby! Who's pregnant? Is she pregnant?
So first of all, what crayon you had to put up your ass to make this come out?
Is that something y'all do at the?
No, ma'am.
We don't even offer that. Don't just not in, nowhere near it.
Y'all don't steam the asshole at all.
Oh, you know, men do steam their buttholes.
Why do only men steam their buttholes?
Because it helps.
Can
with
you put
prostate.
A pearl up your ass?
I wouldn't recommend it. It doesn't have any.
Has anybody ever told you they tried it?
No. Please don't tell me.
That might be the only place I can put a pearl is up my ass.
Anyway, what the fuck is up with this gender reveal stuff? People coming up with
did you do it
stupid
so
ways.
Back in the day when we had kids.
I know, way back in the day.
I mean, yes. I was just waiting for the picture to tell me what the fuck it was.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I wouldn't go to this extremeness. And this wasn't the most extreme. Have you heard the plane crash one?
No.
So they were doing a gender reveal and they go outside and the plane is supposed to release smoke of what the baby's gender is. However, red smoke comes out instead and the plane crashes. Nobody was hurt. Okay.
So was the red smoke blood?
I don't know if that means twins boy and a girl or I don't know.
Bitch,
flag on a plane.
You're not the father. You're not the father. Yeah. Maury was.
That red guy me. Run. That's what the fuck that red smoke was. Get out. That's a sign. Get out.
Wow.
But yeah, it's these gender reveals are getting more and more extravagant, elaborate. I don't really know if all of that's necessary.
I think it's just too
creative.
If this
is something that you want to do, I would say there was a woman who also died. Remember?
Yes.
A woman.
The grandmother.
A woman was doing a gender reveal and something was supposed to explode. Mm-hmm. Okay? To show
and it
the
did.
Baby's gender. And it did. But whatever lodged hit the woman. It's not funny. I'm not going to laugh because the woman is not here anymore. But it hit her in the face.
And killed her.
Killed the grandmother of the child.
Oh. Of the reveal.
So to me, it's like, is it worth all of that?
No.
It's not worth all of that.
Just say, hey, just look at the picture. We have in a baby.
Exactly. Yes. You tell me what it is.
Yeah, just tell
is
me.
Is it a baseball bat or is it a hamburger? Yes. You tell me what the fuck it is. I got a hamburger. Well, I got two hamburgers. So, and I said, why do you call it a hamburger? And I'm like, oh, I guess if you
a
look
baseball
like that,
bat, that must be, they're going to have a big wing.
Because
they said
rolling.
Mine said a turtle or a hamburger.
A turtle.
A turtle.
The fuck is a turtle?
With the head comes out.
The little snapper.
Oh, are we talking about uncircumcised?
Oh, girl, how about I always thought that's how they look too?
As a turtle. Yeah, it's like,
Well, yeah, turtle when they're born, they are not circumcised. So, yeah, it looked like a little head. Turtle neck.
Would you circumcise if you had a boy?
Wow. Yes.
Is it important?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why is it only important in our culture? Excuse me.
Squirting everywhere.
Yeah, don't push me. Why is it? I feel like in the African American culture, it's important. Why, like, we push for circumcision?
Isn't it a natural thing? It's supposed to be a natural.
Some religions, I've thought, do it for religious purposes.
Do it or
purpose.
They don't.
Oh no, they do it for religious purposes.
I know of some
as well.
African religions. They make the women cut their clitoris. Yes.
I'm so glad to be African American.
Exactly. American. Okay.
I think that's some new age shit.
That's been going on for generations.
Yeah. Five generations.
Because they don't want you to receive pleasure. It's more nerves in the clitoris than anywhere. They don't want women to receive any type of pleasure. So at a very young age, they make them cut that shit right on off.
I went to school with a girl who had to have that happen. She was from Nigeria.
And what happened?
She dated this guy that I dated.
Okay, tell the story.
And
it's
he
we're talking in pink. It's okay.
He told me that, you know, that when they would have sex, she would hate it because it would actually hurt. She
Are
couldn't
you serious?
Feel anything.
But how does that affect the vagina?
Cause she couldn't feel any. That's where you get, like you said, that's where you get your pleasure at, in the clitoris.
It's numb there, and it's like,
and it's nothing there.
So she just all hood. So,
yes,
with nothing under.
She just only can birth babies.
That's fucked up.
So does that mean like her pee hole is exposed the whole time? Is that what the clitoris covers up?
Girl, I ain't no doctor. Don't ask me.
I'm just saying
exactly.
For real, right?
I'm not gonna pretend either. I don't know.
Let's call a doctor. Somebody phone a doctor.
Ring a ring a ring. Doctor ring.
I'm gonna Google some images later.
I've literally seen video of this happening. Like, and there's a big party around it. Like,
and what's she doing?
She's just standing there waiting to get cut.
She's in shock.
Yeah, she's like, oh, okay, it's a party. What the fuck is happening? Yeah.
Then why would they do in their babies, little girls, if they had to do it? Like, some they would grow into it instead of little.
Yeah, they probably
want us to suffer.
How big it gets. You know, some women have very large clitoris.
Ooh.
They do. I be watching the videos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
How you watching?
Which videos?
They like
which
videos? Thumbs and shit.
Damn.
Then they be trembling, so they be rubbing them click dicks together. I've never done that before.
Okay. You just seen the video?
No, I've actually seen one in real life. So I was in cosmetology school. I'm not going to call any names, but this girl said she fucked a girl. And I was like, it's not possible for you to fuck a girl. I mean, we've been with women, but she was like, no, my clit is that big enough to fuck a girl. And I'm like, let's go to the bathroom and fucking see. And we went to the bathroom and she was like, you got a baby dick.
No, really? How did it look?
It was like a pinky? It was.
She was a hermaphrodite.
You know, it's like
she had a penis and a vagina.
No, she didn't. This is a vagina.
How big? Like,
For real. Like, this was not erect, though. You know, it's just like, just chilling. And then she pulled a hood back and it's like, yeah, hey.
She got a tail.
I mean, I ride it. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like,
Did you ride it?
No, I didn't.
Did you want to at that time?
Maybe. You know what I'm saying?
It was like, you know, we was doing hair and stuff. You know, the perm and the chemicals and the perm.
Right.
And it was getting to my hand.
I'm going to do your wax next. Like,
I'm going to be fucking up everybody. Doors. You ain't going to be able to close this shit. But you know, if your clit is big enough, some doors don't close. You know, it hangs out of shit.
I can't believe that.
I'm just saying. It'd be real easy to masturbate.
She's so funny.
All right, pinkies. That's the end of our show today. We had so much fun.
We did. Very great conversation.
Great talking to
you. You really
Maddie.
Fucked us up.
Yeah, you hurt our feelings.
I had so many questions.
So we got to go and drink the rest of this rosé.
Yay.
But before we do, shit. I want to let y'all know y'all need to like, share, subscribe to Talking Pink. We're on Facebook, Twitter. We're on Instagram. Go to our website, talkingpink.com.
Get you some merchandise.
We got some merchandise on there. Just really fly shit. A lot of shit that y'all going to like.
Tell everybody.
And we want to
thank our guests. So tell everybody guys where they can find you. Yes. Give them your handle.
Once again, my information on Instagram is Yoni, Y-O-N-I, Care, like Care, C-A-R-E, Houston. Also, you can find me locally on Google as well. And, yep, you can also find me on Facebook, same name, Yoni Care Houston. And I'm located in Houston, Texas, right by the Galleria Mall. So come and check us out.
Hey.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We finally stayed in the time limit.
What? We got 10 seconds.
We ain't gonna get in trouble.
I want to give a shout out.